You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's government has released a slick new advertisement touting Victoria as the official host. It highlights the attractions, culture and appeal of the state's regional centres. Premier Daniel Andrews describes winning the event as a real game changer.
These will be a Commonwealth Games like no other. We promised that we wouldn't be doing a rerun of 2006, as successful as that was.
That was the last time Melbourne hosted the Games, and it'll be the sixth time Australia has played host, with the event last held on the Gold Coast in 2018. The sporting action is to be spread across each of the regional hubs. Geelong plays host to the aquatic events, beach volleyball, gymnastics and hockey. Ballarat has the athletics and boxing. Bendigo gets lawn bowls, netball, squash and weightlifting, and badminton and rugby sevens are to be held in Gippsland. Victoria and a major Events and Tourism Minister Martin Bakula says there is scope for other regional centres to potentially benefit from the Games.
We will be, through the course of 2022, looking to add additional sports, additional disciplines, which may well involve additional locations as well. So it's a very exciting opportunity for Victoria, for those regional centres that are going to be the direct beneficiaries and the direct hosts, but also all of the other parts of regional Victoria which will be involved in the lead-up, in training camps, in the Queen's Baton Relay.
But it was a one-horse race. Victoria entered into negotiations with the Commonwealth Games Federation earlier this year after they struggled to find a host city. And while the government concedes there will be a cost to holding the event, it's expected to inject about $3 billion into the state's economy and create about 7,500 jobs.
Costs a substantial amount. Let's not be in any doubt about that. But I don't see it as a cost. I see it as a profound investment in showcasing to the world the best part of regional Australia, the most beautiful part of regional Australia, and that is, of course, regional Victoria. We've got so much to sell, so much to spruik, so much to share with the world, and this is a fantastic platform to do that.
The Mayor of Bendigo, Andrea Metcalfe, says she's excited about the economic benefits the Games will bring, not just during the Games, but also when they finish.
Upgrades to infrastructure that are likely to happen. So, and that will be an ongoing legacy that will help us to attract events into the future. And then the athletes' villages that will be being built will then be able to be transitioned across to affordable and social housing.
The only event to be held in Melbourne will be the opening ceremony at the MCG. A location for the closing ceremony is yet to be announced. Commonwealth Games Federation President Dame Louise Martin says everyone should get out and enjoy the event supporting regional Victoria.
But my message to every Victorian is get involved and be part of a Commonwealth Games like no other.
The exact cost is yet to be revealed, but the government says that will be outlined in next month's budget. Gloria Kalesh, SBS News.